Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. A lot of stuff to cover on today's show. And, you know, we are still practicing social distancing. However, the good news is, at least for us based in Florida, we are starting to dive this weekend. Florida has been opened up to a certain extent. Some of the dive operators in South Florida in particular are diving today, which is a good start. There's some definite, you know, limitations of what you can do. But, you know, it's the first step. Our first giant stride back into the water for a lot of folks this weekend. So we'll be talking about that and how to protect yourself accordingly on various levels and keeping this virus at bay. And I got to tell you, I've come across some interesting, you know, elements on how this coronavirus is going to change things for us in the future when it comes to diving. And, you know, that's why this is a, you know, an up-to-date resource to listen and be informed on how you can do this safely and effectively. And maybe we're going to finally find out once and for all that there's no corona underwater, because, you know, we have a whole song, the whole thing, but, and I wasn't sure if that was the case, but there could be some truth to it. And we're going to dive a little deeper in that today. So at the bare minimum, this will be fun fodder for the fellow divers on your dive boat when you go out on your next trip, and you can inform them accordingly, or if nothing else, amuse them mildly. All right. With that note, we will connect to via Zoom today with the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We have a full crew. Barry the Bugger is right down there in South Florida. You're not diving today, are you, Barry? Or are you?
No, I'm not diving today. It's beautiful out. It's a good day for diving.
It's a good day for diving, so you decided to stay locked down and join us on Scuba Radio instead.
I'm not saying anything.
Okay. CJ and Bubble Boy are connected with us.
You're a loser.
As well. And so we got that. And by the way, you can see the squad, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, on Facebook Live today. Plain as day. Every time they talk, their picture will show up. You will see their live video. And, of course, CJ and Bubble Boy, we don't really want to see them.
I'm here for the fun fodder.
Yeah,
that's
the fun.
That's not true, Greg.
There is none. Correct. Thank you, Bubble Boy, for pointing that out. Jerry the Diver Guy has already chimed in a couple
times.
We're
all illusions.
It's okay. And then Casey the Tobacco Nut is with us. Casey, how you doing, buddy? Yeah? You there? I don't hear a damn thing.
To unmute again.
Yeah.
He's forgot diabetes.
He's suffering from diabetes. Why?
Let me answer for
you. It works. It works now. It works.
Yay.
Okay, we got that. So we got Casey the Tobacco Nut. He was not with us last week, and you didn't get to do your photo video challenge, did you?
It's a work in progress.
Okay. Fear of drying out, FODO.
You are a work in progress.
Okay. Well, geez, man, we just get started.
Wow.
Jerry the Diver Guy is getting, you know.
Right off the bat.
What is up with that? Are you're like, are you antsy? Are you a little tense or what? You're jumping on everybody so quickly there, Jerry.
He's sober.
Well, you know, I'm getting it over with.
Not for long.
We're going to have a great show today, and I want to get all this mess over with. Just like coronavirus. I want it over with.
What, the show?
No. Oh. Beating up on Casey and Barry the Booger.
All right, start drinking, because obviously, yeah, you're very tense.
Wow, he's playing the antagonist today off the bat.
I'm hip. Now, Walt DeMartini is at the Gomez Hilton. Have you been, are you slowly, reopening down there in South Florida too, Walt, or what?
We're actually wide open today. We're full bore in the pool.
Full bore. There's boars in the pool there at the Gomez Hilton. It's kind of like a... It's like the swimming pigs in Exuma,
Maybe rhymes with?
No, I don't.
Yep.
Boars and pigs? I don't know. I don't think that rhymes. All right, let's go to someone who might have a clue.
You know, Greg.
Jerry. That wasn't your cue.
Did you not hear me?
I just want you to know that I'm on the Gomez Hilton Melon list.
Yeah.
And I get all the updates, the weekly melon updates, list? Daily yeah, updates. And, yeah. To me, it doesn't look like the Hilton shut down.
Well, the Gomez Hilton is kind of in its own essential category, I believe. I don't think it abides to the same rules as,
hotels. There's a lot of alcohol there for cleaning up.
Yeah, a lot of sanitation. It's what Trump was saying, where you can sanitize from the inside out. The place to start is at the Gomez Hilton, where the rum runs freely. And constantly
flows freely.
Yeah.
Swallow a dive light.
No, you don't want to do that. I don't think that. Now, Mermaid Kristen is with us. She's been sitting back, just looking good, but it's about time we got her, on the show so people could have somebody to look at. Kristen, how are you holding up there, lady?
I'm good. I'm waiting for everything to start opening up here in Virginia, especially since it's so nice outside today.
Right. But no such luck for you. Is that right? It's just Florida. We got the little bit of a green light today. All right. Well, you'll have to come to Florida.
Hey. Our great governor, he's so wonderful. I think he's going to keep us shut down for another stupid month.
All right. So Jerry, the diver guy, is in his happy place. and we'll leave it at that. Dr. Doug Ebersol with us again. Now, Dr. Doug was with us last week. We thank you for joining us again. Are you just off again today? Is this your last open weekend before you have to go back and start saving lives again, Dr. Doug, or what?
Actually, I was back at work this past week, but I've got the weekend free, and this is a good couple of hour excuse not to have to do yard work.
Okay. Well, we're here to serve, and if that means getting you out of manual labor, then mission accomplished. I love it. Now, Dr. Doug, last week we were talking about this paper he wrote, diving in the what was it? Diving in the Year of Coronavirus? What? I don't have the title right. What is it again?
Diving in the Era of COVID-19.
There we go. Diving in the Era of COVID-19. Now, we have posted it at scubaradio.com. There's a lot of great information on there about, obviously how to avoid it, but how it's going to affect our diving from here on out, because obviously there's going to be some new rules or guidelines that we need to at least consider. It's up to you whether you use them, I guess. But the idea is to be informed, make the best decision for yourself, and have the latest information. Dr. Doug actually has recovered from the coronavirus. So, by the way, have you done that antibody test thing yet? And all these different tests they're having, people have caught it, done or given plasma and all that, or what, Dr. Doug? What are you doing?
I'm going to be giving plasma. You have to. There's two approaches to that by the CDC at the moment. You either have to wait 14 days after symptoms are resolved and then get back-to-back corona tests up your nose that are both negative, or you can just wait 28 days after symptoms and then donate plasma. I'm opting for the latter.
Okay.
So that'll be in mid to late May. So I'll start giving plasma then.
But at some point, they're going to take a rubber hose up your nose or something, I don't know, that they do. To make it better, or make everyone else better, because you've developed these antibodies or a potential thing that might be useful to us folks that haven't caught it yet. At least as far as we know, hell, we may all have been carriers. We don't know that at this point, do we? That's what we've been finding out this week.
Right, not until you get everybody tested, you really know what the true incidence really is. But yeah, theoretically, I'll be tested for antibodies when I get ready to donate plasma. And assuming the titers are high, they'll. I think they used up to 3 or 4 people, so I'll do that. And you can give probably every 4 to 6 weeks, I believe, something like that. So I'll get a system set up.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm glad you're doing well, And, you know, and once again, he's put this paper together, and you can really learn a lot of stuff on how to, you know, possibly consider sanitizing your gear. Dive shops can look at different ways that they might want to sanitize their rental gear between, you know, divers that are using the gear, that kind of thing. Or it may be an excuse for you never to use rental gear again. That might be your prerogative as well. But there are some ways you can work it. Now, the other story that I came across that has not really perpetuated much through the mainstream media is another way that they're looking into the coronavirus and how it might be spread around the world. And that is through, get ready, flatulence. And you think I'm joking, but I'm not. Google it. We're going to talk about it. And once again, it's going to be one of these things where being a diver, you may have some very big advantages over our land-loving friends when it comes to that potential spread of the virus. That's coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Just listen. You don't got to smell us. It's all good.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Coronavirus! Coronavirus! Get it real! Woo!
If you hate to stay indoors to avoid all those corona spores, there is one place that you can go that we all know way down below.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
Maintain social distance or dive in a wet existence. You can drown that virus in the sea and make it safe for you and me. So if you're up for the task, all you need is your dive mask. You won't need a respirator when you use your regulator.
No corona underwater. No corona underwater. If you want to dive, we think you oughta. No corona underwater.
One of us has made a gross error.
That is very possible. We do that quite a bit here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I apologized in advance. So we're covered. All right, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web today. And we have some interesting things to discuss when it comes to the coronavirus and diving, because here in Florida, where we're based out of, Orlando, to be specific, Diving is now available. The dive operators are running as of today. Now, they got some limitations on them. They can't take more than, like, 10 people out on a boat at a time. But we're going to get a report from a couple operators a little bit later on. And also, challenge you physically. You know, if you're locked down right now, you can't dive. There's some things you could do to keep yourself in shape, to make sure you're ready to dive when that diving opportunity becomes available to you, wherever you may be in the world, for that matter, not just for the U.S. All right. But the other thing that I came across today, which ironically, I can't believe the mainstream media hasn't jumped all over this, but I read a report, and Dr. Doug Ebersol can probably back me up on this, but they are looking into whether or not the coronavirus can be spread via flatulence. So obviously the first person I have to ask about this is Mermaid Kristen. Kristen, are you concerned?
I don't really know, to be completely honest.
I can't. I'm joking. Obviously,
there's more reason to stay away from other people.
Right.
Mermaids don't have that problem.
No, of course not. They don't even have any orifice for any kind of bubbles underwater to come out. Which brings me to Bubble Boy. You think his his name came from nothing, from just making bubbles out of his regular? I don't think so. Yeah, you know.
Somebody told me yesterday to keep my bubbles to myself.
That's right. Well, see, here's the thing. You know, if it's true, and I don't know, Dr. Doug, is this news to you? Had you heard this report that the CDC is actually looking at this possibility, or this has actually been floated out there, pun intended?
I saw a brief thing. I didn't really look into it.
What? You're supposed to be a scientist.
I'm trying to figure out how in the world that's going to work. If it were to go through your mouth, it's got to get to the acid environment in your stomach before it can get any farther. So then, right. I guess maybe they're thinking bloodstream. I don't know what they're...
I've
not seen that, but I wouldn't be overly concerned about it.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm concerned. And as divers, I think we have a level of protection we're going to get deeper into here in just a bit. CJ, what say you?
What about mosquitoes? Can
Skeeters?
They spread it?
Nope. That's not an issue. It's not a bloodborne. It travels through the air. These air droplets that they talk about that can, you know, spew out of your mouth or whatever, or spew out of another orifice potentially.
What about your cats, Greg? What about your cats?
Yeah, well, it could be, the cats, they are saying some of that stuff. Yeah, but methane is what Casey the tobacco nut is thinking. I don't know, but they are looking at it. And believe it or not, I'm not making this up. You can Google it. They are looking into sewage treatment plants because there's a way for them to see, if the virus or elements of the virus are being pumped through the, you know, sewage.
That means they're probably listening to the show, Greg.
True. Very possible.
You need to ask Danny Sewerass.
Well, maybe. Yeah, he would know. He's a high school friend of mine. Yeah. Barry the Bugger.
So that means when you're climbing up the ladder from your dive, you need to keep 6 feet away from the behind of the person that's already on the ladder.
Well, definitely. You don't want to be following up the person on the ladder must be off the ladder before you even consider to approach it. And you thought that was just so they wouldn't drop their tank on top of your head. No, it's because you don't want to, you know, go into that cloud of potential, you know, contaminated money.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, but here's the thing. You know, whether or not this ends up being a thing or not, I mean, it's kind of crazy. Is it out of the realm of possibility? Actually, it's not. They really are looking at that. And I'd hate to be that poor sap or scientist that has been assigned to that, that research. Hey, what do? I study poo to make sure we're not getting it on us.
Well, as the captain of this show, then you should go down to the Loco Sewer place and check it out for yourself.
No,
back to us.
I'm going to delegate that to Barry the Bugger. Dr. Doug Ebersol, he doesn't want anything to do with this, but you have a comment? What do you think?
Yeah, the what they actually found was they found the virus could be contagious in stool and people who had been infected. And diarrhea can be one of the symptoms. So it could be in the stool to get infected that way. So I guess the next logical step they were thinking is maybe what could it be in the gas as well as the stools?
Okay. And on that note, let's eat.
Well, could it be in your digestive? Could you get it from eating food then?
Well,
it doesn't appear to be. It tends to be respiratory in nature.
Right. So how does it end up in the other part?
That's a good question. I mean, it could be in your bloodstream from the respiratory tract, and then go that direction. I'm assuming is what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah. The environment of your, again, I don't know. I've not seen this. This is conjecture, but this virus may or may not be able to survive the really acid environment of your stomach. So a lot of the orally ingested things can survive that low pH and make it through, but a lot of others cannot. So it looks like this is more of a respiratory issue.
Yeah. Well, and you know, but once again, if it's flatulence, it does it go airborne? We don't know. They'll find out, and God knows we'll be the first ones to report it. But here's the thing. Think of it from a diving perspective. You know, I've already said that there's no corona underwater. I don't even know if that's true or not. However, you know, if it's escaping somebody's rear end, like Bubble Boy, as he has a tendency to do if you follow him, you notice that there's bubbles coming out of his regulator and then other places towards the bottom half of his wetsuit. You know what to avoid. You see it. You can see that bubble of safety. And you just don't want to be in his bubble stream. And maybe, so, you know, it's a way as divers, they actually can physically see that barrier not to penetrate.
Outside. I've been taking vinegar enemas, Greg, so we should be okay.
That should help a little bit of that and Beano. Maybe.
And Beano.
Oh, that's okay. Why he swims faster underwater.
Yeah, no, you just don't. You never swim downstream of Bubble Boy. But now just avoid their bubbles and you'll know you're in the safe zone. Forget the six-foot rule. It's just as long as you're out of their bubbles, you know you should be okay. All right, more coming up. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we're practicing social distancing just because we don't like each other more than trying to keep ourselves safe from the coronavirus. But it's what we do here sometimes. Now, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad is connected via the web, and I've just thrown out this whole thing about how the virus could be spread and how you as a diver are probably more protected than you think. You have a little bit more information than our land-loving friends because you can see that potential barrier when it comes to at least bubbles. Now, whether they're coming out of the opposite end of your regulator. It's a thing. Google it. You know, could it be spread via flatulence? I don't know. I really don't care. But I'll tell you what, I am going to avoid the bubbles of my fellow dive buddies. Nothing personal, CJ. You're okay with that, right? I mean, you know, what do you
think? Well, if you're underwater, you're not going to inhale it anyway. You could swim right through it.
No, but then it has contact. Then it could have contact with you, right, Dr. Doug? I'm thinking about this properly. Am I not? Or am I just making up a bunch of nonsense for entertainment purposes?
The good point is if you've got a mask on a regular in your mouth, it'd be hard to get infected. But I guess theoretically, if you got it on your skin and it happened to not wash off and stay on your skin, and then you got out of the water and touched your face and then your eyes, your mouth, whatever, it could happen. But it's pretty unlikely.
Well, I agree. It's very unlikely regardless. You're not going to be, but just the fact of knowing that you're avoiding the gas bubbles of your fellow diver, like Bubble Boy or something. I mean, you wouldn't want to swim through those bubbles.
Personally, I don't like it when you get up in my bubbles anyway, Greg.
Yes, don't invade my bubble space. Yes.
Greg, you forgot your ears. That is an orifice that is open to the water.
Oh, let's not bring up those orifices. That's once again, stay away from the bubbles. No bubbles, no troubles. something like that. I think.
Just any excuse for Greg to talk about poop or farts.
Okay. I mean,
that's why you got in the radio.
Oh, thank you for pointing that out, CJ. I appreciate that. He is a, you know, he's a wise, wise radio guy. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master and the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. We are looking forward to going to a dive bar. Those haven't opened up just yet. The bars are still closed.
I bet there's one in Bimini.
Why do you say that? What do you think, Casey?
I'm just betting if the whole squad went over there, somebody'd open the bar.
Well,
but Bimini's shut down.
Yeah, you can't get over there legally. You can act
this
like
is
a refugee.
Scuba Radio.
Or something,
since when did we worry about legally?
Well, true. I guess there's that. But yeah, you know.
He does have a point, Greg.
Yeah, that's right. We know people that, you know.
Need to go diving as a show.
We definitely do. But right now, all you can do that is in, you know, Florida, Texas, and maybe, I don't think you can even do it in California yet. But Florida and Texas have opened up this weekend to a certain extent. We are going to talk to some dive operators here in hour two and get a firsthand report about how things are progressing. It's not easy for them to operate, but you know, they're allowed to take, from what I'm hearing, down there by Buried a Bugger's neck of the woods in South Florida, that they're getting like up to 10 people on a boat, but you know, that includes your crew. So really it's maybe 8 divers max, and doing that. Hey, Dr. Doug, you actually already booked a trip for like a week and a half from now, haven't you, or a couple weeks? What's going on?
Yeah, we got a group of seven, at least seven so far. We're breather divers down at Pura Vida on like the 15th and 16th. I may try to get out Monday or Tuesday as well. They opened up elective cases at our hospital, but everybody has to have COVID-19 tests that have to come back negative 2 days at least before the procedure. So I can't get anything done till the end of the week. So I mean, I've got a couple more days. I may be able to get out.
Right. You can't get anything done, so we might as well go diving.
Absolutely.
There you go. Whatever excuse it takes. Now, Vinny Two Tanks is connected via the web with us now as well. He's out in California. Vinny, are they doing anything out there? I mean, I know there's the big news about all the beaches are closed. Have you heard anything about any dive operators running off the West Coast? Have you heard anything in your neck of the woods? Are you just too locked down and just not paying attention to any of that? What do you think? Talk to me. You got to turn your mic on, though, Vinny. That will help just a little. Yeah, turn that mic on. There you go. Talk to me now. He's trying. He's looking. I see him, but I don't hear him. And that really blows.
He's mute today.
Being that it's Scuba Radio.
Two tanks, no audio.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll figure it out in a little bit.
All right. Well, wave when you get your audio turned on there, Vinny. All right? And then we'll find out.
Tom Selleck, go.
I don't hear you, though, Vinny. He's waving. You gotta say
Greg,
something.
Let's clear up any misconceptions or those who are watching Facebook. If you see Vinny on the feed, it's not what you think. He's smoking crack.
What are you saying? What do you mean? He's not smoking. I don't see any clouds.
You didn't
anything.
See him? You didn't see the clouds?
Yeah. No, I didn't see that. I did.
Puffs the vapor.
I do see him, though. And I can't.
Okay, Vinny, you had the mute. The mute's off, but maybe your mic's not plugged in.
He has it muted on Zoom or something, but
it's unmuted now.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Yeah, Barry, don't argue with me. Don't argue with me. How dare you?
Let's think, get back Barry, to think. Talking about scuba.
You know, it shows up on our screens when it's muted.
All right. What did I told you to be quiet. Just stop it, Barry. Don't make me come to you. And
you won't come down here.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing. I mean, diving is opening up, and I guess as soon as you get down there, the trick is, you know, there's only certain areas, so you really got to know who you're talking to and work it out in advance and know that they have a very limited number of spaces available on these dive charters. So if you don't get one of them in advance and book it, don't just show up at the boat and think they can take you out, because they're under very strict rules of what
have they opened
do.
Up the keys yet, Greg?
They have
what?
Not. No, the keys are still saying, from what I hear, that they could be closed for the entire month of May, which I think is insane. And I know our friends down there, all the dive operators, are not very happy, as we heard from Captain Slate last week.
I just want to say, go out and support your local Skunk Republic.
Well, you can't.
They won't let you in right now, Jerry.
You can't get
down. I think they're getting ready to secede from the
Union. Support your local Conch Republic.
Well, no, but you can't get down to the Conch Republic. That's what he's saying, Jerry.
No, but what I'm saying is the Conch Republic went independent.
Okay.
Do your history.
All right, I understand, but still, you've got an issue there. You can't do that.
No, support it. Get away from Florida.
But
succeed from Florida.
All right. Yeah, start drinking, Jerry. First, okay. You're angry, and now you're making no sense whatsoever.
Greg, have you
starting to sound like Joe Biden?
Hey, now, quit it. Oh. Just stop.
Greg, have you spoken to Jeff Turode yet?
We're going to talk to Jeff, Captain Cocktail, in hour two.
Wait a minute. Didn't we start Jerry for President campaign?
Yeah, we gave up on that a long time ago. Virus derailed his campaign.
I don't know. The way Joe sounded, I think Jerry sounds great. He could just step in.
Yeah, okay. There's that. Walt DeMartini, though, has something. Maybe, do you know something about the Keys, Captain Walt? But you're not in the Keys, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's opened for the Keys people, but no tourists. They still have the blockades up. And if you don't have a ID that you're either a resident of the Keys or in the business down there, you can't come in.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, if you're a local, turn around, yeah.
If you don't turn around, they just feed you to the alligators.
Okay. Thanks, Barry. Thanks for that.
So we just need Captain Slate to write us all an employee ticket, and then we can go diving.
You know what? I wonder if there's ways you can get around things like that. But, you know, how hard are they checking? Yeah. I mean, I guess you could play that game, but I don't know if that would be wise.
You're getting really old, Greg, and cautious in your ways.
Too conservative? Okay, thank you, Casey. That may be. But, you know, what would they say if you just said, I work at Cap Slate's Atlantis Dive Center, and maybe we talk to someone?
You have to prove it, though.
Yeah, well, maybe we have them send us a piece of paper. A permission slip. Yeah.
Send us all a letter requesting Scuba Radio on deck.
We don't want to encourage people to, you know, break the rules, I guess. But I don't know. I was hoping that maybe once the governor of Florida made the announcement that they were going to open up Florida earlier than the Keys anticipated, at least I don't, because they made that announcement last Friday that they were not going to open the Keys through the month of May, which I was like, what? Oh, based on what? Come on, guys. Come on. Let the people go down there and do some diving. And like I said, we had Captain Slate on the show, and he obviously was not happy. I know he's talked to him and sent letters out to, you know, the council members and stuff. And you know, I have talked to a few other folks, and I brought this up on the air with him last week, that, you know, was this an issue of you have the local contingency down there in the Keys? There is a group of people that live there that are not big fans of, you know, the tourists coming in. Of course, you have the businesses in Key West and Key Largo even, but everywhere else in the Keys is kind of like a small Florida town. I mean, there is a very big local population that doesn't necessarily make a living from tourism. They're down there, they're boaters, they're, you know, maybe they're retired or whatever the case may be. Yeah, you know, they're living in paradise. God bless them. I don't blame them, but they are not big fans, for instance, of Florida Spiny Lobster mini season, that 2-day sports season that we have in July to kick off lobster season every year. And there's been discussions and Florida Wildlife Commission meetings about limiting that or cutting it out altogether in Monroe County. I know there is a contingency of folks that are not happy with that event. And it's just because they feel, you know, tourists come into the Keys, tear it up, and then leave in two days, and they have the mess to clean up. And, you know, is that true? Is it, a little overreaction? Yeah, everybody has their own opinion. I don't blame them for being a little upset that 20,000 people come down to the Keys and overrun the place, create traffic problems for them and stuff. And I'm sure that could be a little aggravating to the locals down there. But
damn those tourists and their money.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. I mean, of course, there's businesses that rely on those people that come down and spend money in the Keys. And then there's people that live there that would rather have it all to themselves. So there has to be a little bit of balance Greedy. There. But is that coming into play in this case? And at least Captain Slate said last week that he thought maybe there was. And it appears to me that could be an element at play here, too. Do we really know? I don't know. I don't live down there. I don't know. But something seems a little ridiculous, maybe a little bit too strict, because we want to get down there and do some diving. We'd want to do it safe, too, but we want to get down there and play with the fishes. Come on!
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spider-webbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I think I got a virus. It's called the corona. This is so much worse than Ebola. It started one day when I took a trip to China. I should have just went to North Carolina. I was just walking around the town having a good time till I checked my temperature and it was 105. I think I got a virus. It's called the corona. This is so much worse than Ebola.
I'm not sure if that's accurate, but this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web today. And we're practicing social distancing as we get ready to dive. Now, Florida in particular has started to open up this weekend. We're going to get a dive report here in hour two from one of the first operators that are running today under some strict guidelines, and we'll address those accordingly and you know, give you what you need to know. But it's very limited at this point. I'm not sure if I would imagine this is going on in Texas this weekend, too, but I really don't know anybody to talk to directly about that. But if you have some connections in off the coast of Texas, I would assume they're doing the same type of thing Florida is, and you can let us know, info@scubaradio.com, or click on the Get on the Air tab right there on the website and let us know. So who was grunting? Was that Casey? Like, you wanted to say something, or were you just grunting for breath? What do you think, Casey?
My mic is muted. I am not grunting.
All right, so that must have been Jerry.
Nope. Taking I'm a sip, on social media right booze. Now talking to all the great listeners.
Oh, okay.
It's Barry. Barry, quit grunting.
No, I'll stop grunting.
I thought I heard Bubble grunt. Boy. I did think I heard Bubble.
Somebody was trying to keep from getting coronavirus by Fletcher.
Yeah. I can't understand why, you know, on Jeff's boat, the Corinthian boats that hold 45 divers,
yeah,
why they can't at least hold it 50%, you know, have a 20.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to talk to him in an hour or two. Thanks for listening, Barry. Thanks.
I have been listening.
Okay. Well, I mean, I told you we're going to have a chain. On.
But you, yeah, I know you.
Why ask me now? We were going to talk to him in just a bit. Then you could ask him directly. What are you asking me now for?
Speed it up so I could find out.
Oh, golly.
See, Greg, this is why I tried to get it all out at the beginning.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't let me.
Okay. Well, that's right. You just kind of blew it out all at the beginning. That's right. Now you're much more mellow.
Oh, yeah.
That has nothing to do with what you're drinking right now, I guess.
It could.
That's his fifth beer. Bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me do a little advertisement for everybody on Facebook.
Yeah, that's that's bad for
me. I wonder if I can get an endorsement. So I don't
Jerry's an under the influencer.
Good point. I think
Barry is a poonomer.
All right, just stop with that. I mean, you guys, you always got to take it down to the toilet. Why would you have to do this? CJ, come on.
Hey, man, you just got it out of the toilet talking about flatulence.
Okay, just stop it. I'm trying to talk about other things now.
He does have a point, Greg.
Listen, CJ, we're talking about Florida opening up and dive operators. I think what we need to hear from, who we haven't talked to yet, are the motorboaters. Walt?
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Is that Walt? Or was that Bubble Boy?
That was. So I have to tell you, my directly across from the Hilton, we're opening up. My neighbors are opening up a new golf course.
A nude and golf course.
No.
It's called Hole in
One. Oh, nude. I'm sorry.
Nude. So if you're staying here at the Hilton, you have complimentary. Golf at the course. It'll be open. We'll be doing the opening tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
So
that sounds good.
Do they have the ball washers installed yet?
Hey, quit it.
The ball washers are not there yet.
All right. Just stop.
God. How many holes do they have?
Okay. That's enough. Jeez. All right. So, Dr. Doug, I mean, have you been learning anything new that's actually, you know, useful information other than
not from this show?
Yeah. I was going to say.
Not today.
Not today. Okay. Well.
But, I mean, the main things, there's been lots of webinars coming out, which have been quite good.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do a little plug. I'm doing one this Thursday on COVID-19 for Chantel at the Diver Medic at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But mainly it's still things like what products you should or shouldn't use for disinfecting things. There's some stuff floating around about hyperbaric oxygen therapy.
Right.
There's no data that's going to replace ventilators. That doesn't make a lot of logical sense, but it theoretically could be used in more moderate cases. So there's five or six trials that have started on that. It's on the up on the Undersea Hyperbaric Medical Society website if people are interested in kind of what hyperbaric oxygen trials are getting started out there. But that's about the only things that are kind of new that I'm aware of.
Yeah. Okay. Other than the stuff that we brought up at the beginning of the show that you're kind of like, where the hell is he going now?
Right.
I'm assuming, right?
Exactly. But,
so if you get those questions, at least you'll know where it started, right?
Exactly. Thank you for sharing.
You know, Greg, that he's going to give up his practice and become a flunky like us.
What are you talking about?
We're rubbing off on him.
No, no. I mean, he's the one, you know, our one expert. He's Dr. Doug, you know.
That's when you're supposed to play the music.
Oh, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that, I guess. We got a couple of minutes here to fill. He's got his own song.
There he is.
He's giving Mark Cowbell. That's a drunken sailor.
Gotta hold up the devil horns.
Yeah, there we go.
Costume.
He's got his own song.
Genuine.
He's official.
Pleather.
Pleather. Okay, all right.
He is a diver and a doctor, too. He's underwater in the ocean blue.
Yeah.
If he asks you for a sample of your pee.
What?
Don't you know you'll be in surgery?
No, I don't think that's accurate.
They call him
Dr. Doug.
All right. You get the idea. All right. Look, hour two is on deck, so we'll get to it and get back on track here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
That's why it's hot. I'm not in water.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.